ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 6, Lord Brahma Satisfies Lord Shiva, Part 2, Verses 8 through 41, A Description of Kailas and Lord Shiva. Maitreya Muni then said, after thus instructing all the demigods, pittas, and lords of the living entities, Lord Brahma took them with him and left for the abode of Lord Shiva, which is known as Kailas Hill. Kailas is full of different herbs and vegetables and is sanctified by Vedic hymns and mystic yoga practice. Thus, the residents of that abode are demigods by birth and have all mystic powers. And besides them, there are other human beings who are known as Kinnaras and Gandharvas, and they are accompanied by their beautiful wives who are known as Apsaras or angels. Kailas is full of mountains filled with all kinds of valuable jewels and minerals, and surrounded by all varieties of valuable trees and plants. The top of the hill is nicely decorated by various types of deer. And there are many waterfalls, and in the mountains there are many beautiful caves in which the very beautiful wives of the mystics are to be found. On Kailas Hill, there is always the rhythmical sound of the peacock's sweet vibrations and the bees humming. Cuckoos are always singing, and other birds whisper among themselves. There are tall trees with straight branches which appear to call the sweet birds, and when herds of elephants pass through the hills, it appears that Kailas Hill moves with them. And when the waterfalls resound, it appears that Kailas Hill does also. The whole of Kailas Hill is decorated with various kinds of trees, of which the following names may be mentioned: Mandara, Parijata, Sarala, Tamala, Tala, Kovidara, Asana, Arjuna, Amrajati or Mango, Kadamba, Dhuli Kadamba, Naga, Punaga, Champaka, Patala, Ashoka, Bakula, Kunda, and Kuravaka. The entire hill is decorated with such trees which produce flowers with fragrant aromas. And there are other trees also which decorate the hill, such as the golden lotus flower, the cinnamon tree, Malati, Kubja, Malika, and Madhavi. Kailas Hill is also decorated with such trees as Katha, jackfruit, Julara, banyan trees, Plakshas, Nyagrodhas, and trees producing Asafoetida. And there are also trees of Oshadhi, betel nuts, and Vurjapatra, as well as Rajapuga, blackberries, and similar other trees. There are also mango trees, Priyala, Maduka, and Inguda. Besides these, there are other trees like Venu, thin bamboos, Kichaka, hollow bamboos, and varieties of other kinds of bamboo trees, all decorating the tract of Kailas Hill. There are different kinds of lotus flowers, such as Kumuda, Utpala, and Shatapatra. The forest appears to be a decorated garden, and the small lakes are full of various kinds of birds who whisper very sweetly. There are many kinds of other animals also, like deer, monkeys, boars, lions, rickshas, shalyukas, forest cows, forest asses, tigers, small deer, buffalo, and many other animals who are all fully enjoying their lives. There are varieties of deer such as Karnantra, Ekapada, Ashvasya, Vrika, and Kasturi, the deer which bears musk. And besides the deer, there are many banana trees which decorate the small hillside lakes very nicely. There is a small lake named Alakananda in which Sati used to take her bath, and that lake is especially auspicious. So after seeing the specific beauty of Kailas Hill, all the demigods were struck with wonder at the great opulence to be found there. Thus, the demigod saw the wonderfully beautiful region known as Alaka in the forest known as Saugandhika, which means full of fragrance. The forest is known as Saugandhika because of its abundance of lotus flowers. The demigods also saw the two rivers named Nanda and Alakananda. These two rivers are sanctified by the dust of the lotus feet of Tirthapada, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is originally known as Govinda. And so, my dear Shata Viduraji, these celestial damsels come down to those rivers in their airplanes along with their husbands, and after sexual enjoyment, they enter the water and enjoy sprinkling their husbands with water. After the damsels of the heavenly planets bathe in the water, it then becomes yellowish and fragrant due to the kumkum from their bodies. And the elephants then come to bathe there with their wives, the she-elephants, and they also drink the water, although they are not thirsty. The airplanes of the heavenly denizens are bedecked with pearls, gold, and many valuable jewels. The heavenly denizens are compared to clouds in the sky, decorated with occasional flashes of electric lightning. While traveling, the demigods passed over the forest known as Saugandhika, which is full of varieties of flowers, fruits, and desire trees. And while passing over the forest, the demigods also saw the regions of Yaksha Ishvara, Kubera, Lord of the Yakshas. The lakes were abundantly decorated with crying swans as well as strong-stemmed lotus flowers. All these atmospheric influences unsettled the forest elephants who flocked together in the forest of Hari Chandan, or sandalwood, and the blowing wind agitated the minds of the damsels there for further sexual enjoyment. They also saw that the bathing ghats and their staircases were made of Vaidurya money, and the water was full of lotus flowers. Passing by such lakes, the demigods reached a place where there was a great banyan tree. That banyan tree was 800 miles high, and its branches spread over 600 miles all around. The tree cast a fine shade, which permanently cooled the temperature. Yet, there was no noise of birds. Then, the demigod saw Bhuta Isha, Lord Shiva, sitting under that tree, which was competent to give perfection to mystic yogis and deliver all people. As grave as time eternal, Antakam, Shiva appeared Tyakta Amarsham to have given up all anger. Lord Shiva sat there, surrounded by saintly persons like Kubera, the master of the Gujakas, and the four Kumaras, who were already liberated souls. Lord Shiva was grave and saintly. The demigod saw Lord Shiva situated in his perfection as Adhishwaram, the master of the senses, knowledge, fruitive activities, and the path of achieving perfection. Shiva was Vishva Sufidam, the friend of the entire world, and by virtue of his Vatsalyat, full affection, Lord Shiva was Lokamangalam, very auspicious for everyone. Lord Shiva was seated on a deerskin and was practicing all forms of austerity. Because his body was smeared with ashes, Shiva looked like Sandhya Abra, a reddish-colored evening cloud, and on his hair was the sign of a half-moon, a symbolic representation. Lord Shiva was seated on a straw mattress and was speaking to everyone present, including the great sage Narada Muni, to whom Lord Shiva specifically spoke about the absolute truth. Shiva's left leg was placed on his right thigh, and his left hand was placed on his left thigh. In his right hand, Shiva held Rudraksha beads. This sitting posture is called Virasana, and he sat in this Virasana, and his finger was Tarka Mudra, in the mode of argument. All the sages and demigods, headed by Indradeva, offered their respectful obeisances with folded hands unto Girisha, Lord Shiva. Shiva was dressed in saffron garments, absorbed in trance, and thus he appeared to be the foremost of all sages. Lord Shiva's lotus feet were being worshipped by both demigods and demons. But still, in spite of his exalted position, as soon as Lord Shiva saw that his father, Lord Brahma, was there among all the other demigods, Shiva immediately stood up and offered Brahmaji respect by bowing down and touching his lotus feet. Just as Vamanadeva offered his respectful obeisances to his father, Kashyapa Muni. All the sages who were sitting with Nila Lohitam, Lord Shiva, such as Narada and the others, also offered respectful obeisances to Atmabhu, Lord Brahma. And after being so worshipped, Brahmaji, smiling, began to speak to Shashanka Shekaram, Lord Shiva. Recorded August 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Magyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitang Yena Tatsmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Chaitanya Manavishtang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Sayang Rupa Kada Mayang Tadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Sri Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Pada Kamalang, Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam, Tang Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhan Vitangscha, Vancha Kalpa Charubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanda, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Tat Sat.